Dorothea there with Theodore. Dorothea, top of the right circle, reels it in, hands it off. Carlson shoots off the post and home! William Carlson!
From the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studio and live at lvsportsnetwork.com.
Shoots, kick save, Fleury. Rebound loose, a shot, a goal! It goes through Fleury for a goal! It's Tomas Hertl, his first goal is a night!
This is the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, your home for access with the team, exclusive player interviews, and breaking news from around the National Hockey League. Here are your hosts, Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace.
Welcome in, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. Ryan Wallace, Chris Chapman, live inside the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studios. Findlay Chevrolet on the 215, home of the... And here we are a day closer to the start of the Stanley Cup Final. No, it's not tomorrow or Thursday or Friday, but it will be Saturday. That's the day the Edmonton Oilers will take on the Florida Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. So we still got a little bit of runway here the rest of the week as we have time to dig in and dissect this matchup and provide you with our opinions on who we believe will win the Stanley Cup. We're also going to dig into a really interesting question. I was on the air with Bischoff this morning, and he asked me a question about Connor McDavid and the need for superstars to win championships in the National Hockey League. I think it's an interesting topic, so we're going to get into that in just a little bit later on. And then we've got Shang Pang. He'll be joining us in hour number two of the VGK Insider Show as we dig a little bit deeper into Joe Pavelski. An update from today's media availability cleanout day for the Dallas Stars, specifically Joe Pavelski. He wouldn't make anything official, but it doesn't look like Joe Pavelski's intention right now is to play beyond this past season. So we'll dig into Pavelski, his career with Shang, who covered him when he was in San Jose. We'll also talk a little bit about Pete DeBoer. I promised a deep dive on this, and I think it's really interesting. Pete DeBoer has been to five of the last six conference finals in the West. And he's lost all of them, every single one, in six games or less. There's one reason for it. We'll dive into that a little bit with Shang, also in one-timers, news and notes from around the National Hockey League. But I got to start here. Did you see the video of Connor McDavid, Chris Chapman?
No, I have not. I mean... There's lots of videos of Connor McDavid, but
there is a video today of Connor McDavid. And listen, I don't know exactly like where this started to surface or why it started to surface, but it's essentially McDavid, and he's got beer, right? Like he's leaving a store, clearly leaving a store, trying to put some groceries in the back of his car, and there's Oilers fans. One taking a selfie and having a video, and Connor's just trying to go about his business, trying to put his beer in the back of his car. At one point, a guy is literally sitting inside the back of Connor McDavid's car. And then they're just like asking him for hugs as he's rounding the corner, trying to get into the vehicle. And I have to ask this question. Like, Connor McDavid has supplied us with incredibly awkward moments, right? Like, he is, I think, by nature, kind of an awkward guy. There was certainly that picture in the airport where it almost looked like he just had no idea that there was a picture being taken and he had two people next to him, and it was just really cringe. Where is Connor McDavid's security? Okay. And like, listen, I'm not sitting here saying that he needs to have security around him 24/7, but like, there's two things here that stand out to me. Why is Connor McDavid, I assume that this is for a team party. I assume in my mind, like, I want to believe that this is the Edmonton Oilers choosing to celebrate the fact that they are Western Conference champions. This is my idea in my mind that Connor McDavid and the Oilers faithful, the team that he is on, they want to lean into and celebrate the fact that they won something, because they did win something. And I guess the question that I have is, one, why is Connor McDavid doing anything without security? And two, why is Connor McDavid the guy that's going out and getting the beers for the team?
Okay, so a couple things. I'm watching the video, and the first thing we got to do is we got to question Connor McDavid's choice in beers. Because this guy is the highest paid player in the NHL, and he's picking up cheap beer. Like, he's not buying, like, good, high-quality, like, microbrews or, like, he's buying, like, basically the lower rung, like, you can get a case for, like, $9.99 type beers. So we got to start there. Like, Connor, come on, guy. You're worth a lot of money. You could buy better beer for your team party, all right? Like that's the first thing. Second thing, I was picturing him being mobbed by like 25 or 30 people. I think there's three people that are and it's very awkward. It's kind of cringe watching it because you could tell he clearly doesn't want to do he wants nothing to do with the fans in this particular case. You know, unfortunately, there's not a situation where he could win, right? Because if he stops and he takes a picture with the fans, then everywhere he goes, he's going to be mobbed and by people. You know, like I've seen the airport picture; it's kind of funny. Again, he's like so awkward about it, and like I don't know. Like, I've only had the opportunity to ask him like questions, like in a press conference type setting. I think I talked to him for a few minutes at the All-Star game a couple years ago, and it was a little bit of a different type of atmosphere. But he's all business all the time. Like, he even at the All-Star game, it was like business for him. Like other guys who were there, and like I remember Jake Guentzel was there, and Cam Talbot, And Jack Hughes was funny, and all the players from the Lightning, like Vasilevsky shows up, and he's got like a Colonel Sanders like white suit on with a white hat to match, and you know, these guys are having fun. And then you get to the Edmonton contingent, and both of those guys, it was Leon and Connor, and it was like, why are we here? Why are you guys talking to us? Like, I don't want to participate in this. I don't want to talk to the media. And look, some guys they don't want to participate in the All-Star game. That's fine. Like, I don't fault any player who says, you know what, I'm just going to take the week off. I'm going to recuperate. I'm going to go sit on a beach in Montego Bay. I'm cool. Like, that's fine. I have no issue with that. What's funny is, Connor McDavid in this video is the same Connor McDavid that you see in press conferences. It's the same Connor McDavid that I would imagine you see in the locker room after games. Like, he doesn't smile. I don't think he has a sense of humor.
He's not the most approachable guy in the world. And I think that's what that's my hang up when it comes to this video. You're not just anybody. You're Connor McDavid. I assume that this is in Edmonton somewhere.
It looks like it.
You can't leave your house.
They're wearing Oilers jerseys.
You can't leave your house without anybody recognizing you, without anybody knowing who you are. Like, you just punched your ticket to the Stanley Cup final. Like, if we are to believe that this video is incredibly recent, like, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything without people knowing who you are, and you're already not approachable to begin with. So at the end of the day, like, just hire an assistant, man.
Yeah, like,
or make a rookie do it. Like, I don't like to me, like, it's great, it's fun, it's entertaining. Like, it's a weird and uncomfortable video at times, especially when the guy's just like sitting in the back of his car. Like, that to me crosses a line.
Well,
like, you can't do that.
Here's the other aspect of this, and I'm gonna criticize the fans here a little bit. Connor McDavid, it looks like he's with his I don't know if he's married, either his wife or his girlfriend. Like, there are certain things that to me are, even before I got into this, that were always 100% off limits. Like, if you're out and about and you see a celebrity with their family, their wife, their kids, leave them alone. Like, let them be. It's one thing if I'm walking through an airport and I bump, like, it's not the same comparison, but like years ago, I bumped into George Foreman in the airport.
Okay. Yeah,
and I said hello, and you know, George was coming into town for a fight that he was commentating, and you know, I talked to him for a few minutes, and you let them go. Like, I got an autograph, right? I mean, I was probably like 19, 20 at the time. I guess that's what you do. But, like, if George Foreman was with his wife and his kids, like, you let them be. Like, especially if a guy is with his kids. Like to me, that is the most off-limit thing that there is. Like, if a guy is with his child and he's out shopping or he's, I don't know, throwing the ball at Mesa Park, like, you let them be. Like, you don't bug them. And
okay,
let me ask you a question. Yes.
So if you're out to dinner somewhere and you see a Golden Knight player that knows who you are, but they're out to dinner with their significant other, their kids, whatever it might be, you're not initiating that conversation.
Absolutely not.
Right?
First of all, if I'm out and about, like hypothetically, I go to Albertsons and I bump into Mark Stone, I'm not acknowledging him at all unless he acknowledges me.
Yeah.
Even if he's alone. Now, if I'm a fan, I think it's a little bit different, right? Because of what I do, like, I'm not going to acknowledge that guy. A, because he may know who I – well, he probably does know who I am. And B, I don't want him to be uncomfortable. Like, oh, yeah, remember that time I saw you at Albertsons? You know, like, I don't want them to be uncomfortable about it. So, you know, it's – there's certain arenas I feel that are – like, if I go to an Aviators game and there's a player there, maybe they're up in the press box, I'll say hello. You know, that's a little bit different. That's not really – it's public, but it's not like super public, you know.
So I have a great example of this. A couple of years ago, during the bye week, I went with my family to Disneyland, and there happened to be, and this is pretty wild. Like, it's a small world, the hockey world, just generally speaking, anyway. But I saw at least three members of the Vegas Golden Knights at Disneyland during that bye week, okay? And at one particular instance, I locked eyes with a player. We were both in line for Alice in Wonderland.
I think I know who this is because I remember you telling me the story.
Yeah. So we are both with our respective families, right? We're both with our respective families. We are both in the same line of the same attraction at Disneyland on the same day during the bye week. And I look at him, he looks at me, we lock eyes, and it's very clear there's that moment of mutual understanding.
Right.
Look, buddy, I'm not going to ask you anything. I'm not going to say anything to you. You and I, we don't know each other. Like, you, the last thing in the world that you want when you're trying to get away from hockey is to see me. The last thing in the world that I want is to have that weird, awkward, like, hey, we should say something just because we, like, work together in a very strange way. Like, there was none of that. It was a very quick glance, understanding, and then you move on. And so, like, in a lot of ways, I look at this McDavid video. I look at how uncomfortable he is. I look at how kind of weird the whole scenario is. Again, the guy sitting in the car, you mentioned that McDavid's significant other is with him. Like, that to me is one of those scenarios where, as a fan,
you
when
respect
you
it.
See a player out there that's just trying to get on with his day and he's doing things with his family, you tend to just kind of leave that alone a little bit. Is that the right call?
When I look at this video,
like, I'm not, I don't know that I fault McDavid here for being just kind of stiff and weird.
Well, and like, the thing is, they have Oiler jerseys on, so I'm assuming that they're Oiler fans. I mean, clearly they recognize him and, you know, they know who he is. And listen, I can't imagine there's a lot of people in Edmonton who don't know who Connor McDavid is, but like, you see him coming out of the liquor store or wherever he is. Like, you don't follow him. You don't like the one woman, like, he's trying to get in his car and she's like bumping into him. And it's really, really awkward. It's strange, you know? And I guess the funny thing is I have not been in this situation where I've, you know, seen a player at like such a big place like that. But before I met my wife, I had this girlfriend, and she was a lot younger than me. And in fact, she was younger than some of the players on the Golden Knights. And she bumped into a player without me one night out and about, and she brought me up to him. And she comes home, and she's telling me this. And I'm like, no, listen, like, I don't need them to know anything. And then the funny thing is the player, and I will take it to my grave who it was. The player said something to me. Yeah. He was basically like, "Oh, I met your girlfriend the other night." I was like, "Oh no." He's like, "Oh, she seems like a really nice girl." I'm like, "Yeah, she is. She's just, you know, young and sometimes a little immature." She's like, No. She was really nice. She was cool." Okay. I was like, "Okay. That's it." Like,
you can take it to your grave, but does the player still play for the Golden Knights?
No. Long gone.
Okay, great.
Long gone.
So, let's shift gears here a little bit. And Chapman, I need you to open up the text line.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I want people to text in with this.
Yeah.
Oh, and Stephanie. I don't know if Stephanie watched the video, but she says most expensive doesn't always mean better, Chapman. I'm assuming that's in reference to my shot at beers.
That's very true.
No.
But
on
the text line.
Go ahead. You got to do better than what he's doing. And I'll just say that.
You don't have to. No, you don't.
He's Connor McDavid. You can't show up with a case of beer that's $8.99 at Lee's.
Who cares?
Maybe
he's getting a deal. Why do you care?
What deal? Like the guy is.
I don't know.
He's. I guess maybe that's just me. Like I'm in my mindset is if I'm him. I'm not buying that type of beer for a team function. Like, if I'm the guy and I'm the captain of the team,
okay,
and I'm
hold on. What do you think? What do you think they're going to supply them if they win?
Yeah, but
it's not going to be a degree up from that.
Well, yeah, but isn't this he went to
Coors
the
Light, Bud Light? Doesn't matter.
He went
Who
to
cares?
The store and bought this, right? He's not walking out of the locker room with it, is he?
No, he's not. But my point is, like, it doesn't matter. Cheap beer is cheap beer. And to be honest with you, there's not a lot that separates a good beer from a cheap beer. So if you're trying to get, if you are going into a scenario where you've got 45, 50, 60, 70 people that you are in, you have responsibility over, like, I don't care. Coors Light, who cares? Bud Light, doesn't matter to me. Miller Lite, fine. Who cares?
No, I care. I care. You're Connor McDavid.
Why do you care? Why do you care?
Buy good beer,
that Connor
dude.
McDavid is shopping the deals.
Buy
what does
good
it matter?
Beer. Buy. Listen, this is for your teammates. They deserve.
Chapman,
they
fair,
deserve
most,
better
most,
beer.
Most beer isn't good.
Oh,
and
stop!
And anyone that like truly believes, no, come on, beer's really not that good. Like when you sit back and think about it, it's really not that good.
It's better than a Fireball. Like, it's better than gin.
Yeah, but there's like you have no idea if this is all McDavid got or if he was going for the nicer, fancier hard liquor. Like you have no idea. And but the other thing that you have to keep in mind here is that in, you know, 4 weeks they've got a Stanley Cup final to start. Like you don't want to get so sloshed that you can't figure out how to get yourself to Sunrise by Saturday. Like you don't want to get to a position where you are so messed up that it cuts you down and you can't perform in the Stanley Cup final. Like listen, if you're going to buy cheap beer, you're going to prevent that from happening because no one's going to want to drink it.
You know, here's the thing.
It's McDavid playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers.
He turned 21 in Las Vegas. Like, they played the Golden Knights the day he turned 21. I doubt his teammates bought him cheap beer like that.
That's different.
Why is it
different?
It's different.
Like, okay, because, number one, McDavid is Canadian, so I'm fairly certain that the drinking age in Canada is lower than it is here in the United States.
I think it's 18.
Secondarily,
right?
Yeah, secondarily, I don't think they're buying him beer that day. I think they're buying him hard liquor. Or, in the case of Connor McDavid, he's not sitting here and saying, I want to get sloshed because all he cares about is hockey.
By the way, drinking
very
age
clearly.
Is 19 in every province except
so
Quebec, Manitoba, and Alberta, where it's 18.
So he
was legal for
3
years. Yeah,
they play half of their games in Edmonton, so it really doesn't matter anyway. Like, what else are you going to be doing in Edmonton when you're not playing hockey? You're going to be drinking cheap
chasing
beer.
Connor McDavid
maybe,
around.
Maybe
apparently.
He just likes cheap beer.
Oh,
who cares?
Oh,
at the
so
end of the day,
disappointing.
At the end of the day, Chapman, beer, you don't drink beer because it tastes good. You drink beer because you want to control the buzz that you get the entire time that you're at a function. So it doesn't matter if the beer is $12, $15, $20, or $8. It all serves the same purpose. Like, I can't believe you're watching this video and you're passing a judgment on the greatest hockey player of his generation because he buys cheap beer for a function. It's wild.
Listen, the guy's got to do better. Like, and
no,
and
he doesn't.
Yes, he does. You're Connor McDavid. Buy high-end beer.
What's high-end beer to you?
Well, I mean, he's in Canada. He could buy Kokanee. Kokanee's good beer. I think that's actually beer from Alberta. You buy that. You could buy Labatt's. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm trying to. I don't know any other real.
I love Labatt.
Yeah,
I love Labatt. It's not high end.
I'm not. Now, to be fair, I'm not buying Le Fin du Monde and getting sloshed on Le Fin du Monde.
So are you just mad that he didn't buy Canadian beer?
No,
like, what is happening here?
Like, I mean, you could buy like I like Shinerbach, but I doubt you could buy Shinerbach in Alberta. It's a fairly regional beer. Fat Tire is a pretty good beer. I'm guessing you could get that in Canada.
I like a Fat Tire.
Yeah, Fat Tire's a good
beer. It's not
beer.
Exactly a Yeah, but it's not exactly like
yeah,
a scenario where
it's a
you're
step
knock
above.
Back
it's a step above.
What? Chapman, who cares? Let the guy live.
The guy's not living.
The
that's the
video.
Problem.
Let the guy live.
He's not living.
No, he is living. For Connor McDavid, that's as far down the living rabbit hole as he's going to go.
That's
as much fun
point.
As you're going to get out of Connor McDavid.
that's
as much fun as you're getting.
That's a very fair point.
Let him do his thing. It's fine.
People...
I can't believe that's the lasting impression that you have.
No,
of that,
that
video.
Was just the first impression I had of the video. The lasting impression I have is leave the guy alone. Like, he's with his
then
wife.
Take your own advice. Leave him alone.
No,
leave him alone.
I'm not going to chase him down at the NHL Awards and be like, dude, you buy crappy beer.
You know what's going to happen? The Oilers are going to lose the Stanley Cup because Connor McDavid buys cheap beer.
Oh, I hope that's the case. Oh, that's the narrative I'm going with. I bet you Brady,
okay,
I bet you Matthew Tkachuk doesn't buy cheap beer.
I think that Matthew Tkachuk buys whatever the team wants. And that's another aspect of this. Like, you have no idea if this is just the team preference. This just might be what they like. Hockey players are really not like, they're really not picky in terms of their wants and desires, right? Like, we know what hockey players desire. Hockey players desire winning and playing hockey. Those are really the only two things that they care about.
That's
right?
A fair point.
They don't want to touch trophies because they don't want to like celebrate accomplishments if it's not the ultimate accomplishment. And all they ever think about is hockey. Like, Connor Bedard doesn't know what a funnel cake is, but he knows every single breakout that every single team in the National Hockey League is going to throw at him. So really, at the end of the day, like, I don't think hockey, like, honestly, I bet Connor shows up to that party. I bet Connor shows up to that moment. I bet those players have that beer in their hand, and they have no idea if it's a Coors Light, if it's a Miller Light, if it's a Bud Light. They don't care because it's not about their bottom line. Their bottom line: when are we playing hockey, and are we going to win? That's it.
Do you think he comes out of his shell when, like, he's with his teammates and there's no one else around?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, 100%.
Do you think he's an 100%. Absolute wild man? Like, I think Sidney Crosby is when people like us aren't around.
So I don't think Connor is a wild man, but I think that there's a different level of Connor that no one is going to get to see other than his teammates. I truly believe that. Like, I think there's another aspect of his personality that's incredibly guarded, and only a select few are going to be able to see it. Truthfully. In a lot of ways, like the same thing with Sidney Crosby. Though as he's gotten older, I think that part of his personality has come through a little bit more, and it's made Sidney Crosby more relatable and more likable as he's gone through his career.
Yeah, like I think Sid probably, like, I've seen him smile at least. Like, I still don't know if I've ever seen Connor smile. Like, Connor reminds me of, like, the Terminator. Like, he's just
I mean, I would imagine. Listen, Chapman, like, what's Connor McDavid going to smile for? He hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet.
Yeah, but
he's going to put away all the smiles. No, he's going to park the smiles just like he's going to park the Clarence Campbell Bowl until that moment that he wins a Stanley Cup. When he wins a Stanley Cup, I bet Connor McDavid smiles.
Do you think he cries?
Truthfully.
Like, do you think he'll cry if they win?
I mean, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It's all dreamed of.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I applaud a guy who will allow the emotions to, you know, overtake him in that moment. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I'm not asking it to mock the guy. I mean, I would never do that. But, like, I think, you know, emotionally, you're
trashing him for the for his beer
that's
choice.
Well, that's not
mock him.
That's I'm not making fun of his emotions. I mean, I would probably cry too. Like, it's the biggest moment of your life, and you know, it's everything
you've the pinnacle of your professional career.
Yeah, it's everything you've ever dreamed of doing, and you've worked your entire life, your entire adult career to achieve. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's literally nothing wrong with being overcome by the emotion of that moment. But, like, yeah, I mean, I'll still make fun of his beer. But
so, okay, here's the thing. I think
Vicky Brogan tweeted at us and said that she's laughing, but she's also shaking her head in this segment.
Yeah. Okay. I think that winning a Stanley Cup, truthfully, will humanize Connor McDavid in a way that nothing else will. And like, every generational talent has had to go through this to some degree, right? Like,
right.
When it came to Sidney Crosby, all you ever heard about Crosby is that he never said anything interesting. He was incredibly guarded. He whined and complained on the ice. That was the reputation he had as an 18-year-old. And then as time wore on, as he won, as the accolades piled up, as all the things that he did behind the scenes started to kind of permeate and winning championships, that humanized him in a way. McDavid's no different. Like, he's been on everyone's radar from the time he was a kid. And that's a lot of pressure. You're dealing with a lot. You are then drafted to a place that is no stranger to generational talents who have come in and just set the world on fire in hockey. And you're always forever going to be linked to, yeah, you're great, but are you as good as Gretzky? Can you deliver like Gretzky did, like those teams of the 80s did for the Edmonton Oilers? To this point, it hasn't happened. That's a lot of pressure to carry around on your shoulders all day. So if McDavid ends up winning, I do think the emotion's going to overtake him. I do think it's going to humanize him. And I do think that a lot of hockey fans that right now don't like Connor McDavid will have a new appreciation for him if he does indeed win a Stanley Cup. We're going to park that for a moment, take a break, come back. And I want to examine who you should be rooting for. Who you should be rooting for in the Stanley Cup Final. Is it the Florida Panthers? Is it the Edmonton Oilers? That's coming up next on the VGK Insider Show. It's the VGK Insider Show rolling along here on a Tuesday. I did not expect to do 25 minutes on Connor McDavid's beer choice. But hey, it is what it is. That's what happens when Chris Chapman is filling in for the esteemed Darren Millard. I don't know. Mallard's got time off or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. But it's Chapman and me the rest of the way. And we did 25 minutes on Connor McDavid and the fact that he buys cheap beer. I think that makes him a little bit more relatable, Chapman. Like, I think that makes Connor McDavid a little bit cooler, honestly. And I don't care if you don't like it. Now, I do want to shift gears because I feel like we've talked about beer and McDavid way too much. However, that's what happens when you don't have a game to talk about for another 5 days, and that's what we are faced with as hockey fans because the Stanley Cup Final does not start until Saturday afternoon when the Edmonton Oilers travel to Sunrise to take on the Florida Panthers. However, I did want to know from you, and predominantly the people that listen to this show are Golden Knights fans. I was curious, not who you believe is going to win the series, because that's a different scenario. Who you want to win versus who you believe is going to win are two very separate things in reality. But what I wanted to know from Golden Knights fans specifically is who, they're rooting for in this spot. And it doesn't even have to be as strong as rooting. Like, you don't have to sit there and root openly for the Florida Panthers or the Edmonton Oilers. I'm not expecting anybody to do that. But I guess, who are you pulling for? Who would you be less frustrated with if they were the team that won the Stanley Cup? We open it up to the text line, 702-876-1340. If you have a strong opinion on this, be sure to text us, 702-876-1340. Text line's always open for your thoughts, your feedback in any regard. But I'm curious, Chapman. I ran a poll on X. I'll get to that at the end of the segment. But I want to know what some of the texts were that came in on this topic specifically. Who are Golden Knights fans pulling for in the Stanley Cup final?
Well, it seems to me like it's pretty evenly matched in terms of what people are picking. I like this one from Beth Ann. She said, I'd like to see Florida win. I like Paul Maurice, and they've never won the Cup. So I think that's pretty good reasoning. I also like Paul Maurice. I'd like to see new teams win, and the Panthers would you know, obviously cross that off the list. So that's one for Florida, and I like the reasoning behind it. Now, I like Christina as well. She just simply says, not Tkachuk.
Why does everyone dislike Matthew Tkachuk?
Honestly. I don't know. But yeah, doesn't like Matthew Tkachuk. So has her reasoning, and I think the tweet is great. It's just, or the text is great, not Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Ralph says, Panthers. I never want to see the Oilers win a cup. Plus we beat the Panthers, so I kind of feel sorry for them.
You know, I wondered if that would be a sentiment we would see often, right? Because like there's a connection between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers. Just like there's a connection between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals. Anytime you get to a Stanley Cup final and you play against a team, there's always going to be that history that you have. And I think in some way, Golden Knights fans, given how the series played out, given how much better Vegas was than Florida over those five games last June, I think that there's a strong contingent of Golden Knights fans that don't really look at the Florida Panthers as anything but, you know, a team that kind of beat the odds last year, ran into a buzzsaw in Vegas, and would like to see a fan base that's been around for a long time, it's never won, be rewarded with something by virtue of them winning a Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah, and listen, I know we've got so many tweets. I think these two kind of go hand in hand, despite the fact that they're both rooting for separate teams. One comes from Jay, the other comes from Russell. And Jay says, Panthers could not support the Oilers, as I want the streak of no Canadian teams to win continue, and to have it happen to the furthest south team would be even better. I like that tweet because it's petty, and I'm here for that. But Russell, his tweet kind of goes the opposite directions. He says, I would like for the Oilers to win just to shut up the McJesus lovers and the Bettman hates Canada crowd. Pretty good reasonings there.
Does the Canada thing like register for you at all?
No, because I'm not Canadian, so I don't really care.
Okay, hold on. I know you're not Canadian. You just made that abundantly clear. We all know where your citizenship lies.
Yes.
Do you believe the Oilers are Canada's team?
No.
Like, I know that they play in Canada.
No, I don't.
And I know that, there's no one in Vancouver. There's no one in Calgary that's going to give a rip if the Oilers win the Stanley Cup.
And then you have a bunch of former Leafs on the Oilers. So I'm sure Toronto fans are probably, depending on how they feel about those former players, they may not be rooting for the Oilers. I genuinely feel that the only team in Canada, if they made the Stanley Cup, that they would actually be Canada's team is Ottawa. And
really?
Winnipeg. I take that back. I think Winnipeg and Ottawa would generate a united front of Canadian fans supporting them. A, because I think Winnipeg is easy to root for. I think they have very likable players. I think, you know, there's a lot of people, I think, who feel kind of sorry that they lost their team and then they got them back. So I think there's some sympathy there. In Ottawa, I think people just feel bad for them, because they've never really been any good.
I don't think that Ottawa would ever be Canada's team. I think Winnipeg is probably the closest, and even then, I don't think any team is ever going to be a consensus Canada's team. And to be like fair and to just kind of, you know, transparent here, the Florida Panthers aren't America's team.
No,
like,
no.
no one in Colorado is sitting here like really rooting for the Panthers. If you're a hockey fan, you have individuals, I would argue, on teams. Like, most of what informs my decision as to who I want to see win is based on the personnel, the players that are involved here, or the coaching staff that's involved. I really like Chris Knobloch, but I don't like Chris Knobloch enough to want to see some players win on Edmonton over some players on Florida. And I like Paul Maurice more than I like Chris Knobloch. He's been at this longer. He's been doing it for longer. He's never won. Like, there is a sentiment that I have, and it's really interesting in terms of what I want to see in championships. I hate repeat winners. I hate back-to-back champions. It's always been a thing. I've never liked it. I've never enjoyed it. I want to see a new team win every single year because that's fun. It's exciting. It's new. It's different. The other thing is, when you've got guys that have been in the league forever, think Sergei Bobrovsky, think Kyle Okposo, think Matthias Ekholm for the Edmonton Oilers. You've got guys that have paid the dues, that have been to the ups and downs, and there's so many good players that have never won that when those guys get cracks, opportunities, I want to see them break through.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Ray Bourque won, and it was bittersweet for me because, you know, Ray Bourque was probably at the time the best defenseman to never win the Stanley Cup. And obviously you're happy for him and the way he was just overcome with emotion when he got to touch that cup for the first time. But it ripped my heart out because of who they beat to win that Stanley Cup. So it was possible for me to separate my disappointment in the Devils not winning the cup and at least be somewhat happy for Ray Bourque to finally. I mean, because some of those Boston teams he played for were awful. Like, it's not like they're today's Boston Bruins. Like, he played for some really bad teams. And, you know, I think they lost. I want to say they lost to Edmonton. I feel like in 87 or 88, they got to the Stanley Cup final. But it was so long for him to get back there. And, you know, it was a cool moment to see. I mean, it's not like I had any disdain for the Avalanche other than the fact that they beat my team. And, you know, I didn't know you when the Devils played the Kings, but I would have been happy for you. I would have. It would have sucked coming into work for the year after, but I would have been happy for you.
Chapman. Just think about what it was like for Frank and I.
Oh, yeah.
2012, yeah. 2013, 2014. It was a battle every single day.
Well, I remember the arguments you guys would have on the air about it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it was it was epic because, like, I didn't have a dog in the race or a horse in the race. So, like, I would sit here and chuckle because of how heated it would get. And then Frank would
I'm going to throw a text in here. It's from Sonia. First of all, she says, our Vegas Golden Knights are better than both teams, period. I would like to see the Oilers win only because I'd love to see Matthias Janmark hoist the cup like he should have in the first place. I don't think we should have let him go. Also because Oilers fans deserve it. I'm good with, like, rooting for Matthias Janmark. I think that makes a lot of sense. The only other alternative you have in terms of this series is Nick Cousins for the Florida Panthers, and I'm not sure that a ton of Golden Knights fans are going to be sitting there openly rooting for Nick Cousins. So it's not a heavily integrated Golden Knight or former Golden Knight Stanley Cup final series. So you have to find other ways, right? Like, yeah, you have to find other reasons to root for these teams.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think in my case, I'm in the crowd of I want to see a team that's never won it win for the first time. And
you know,
and
it's funny that you say that. It's funny that you say that because that is also part of my criteria. When it comes to Stanley Cup finals where I don't have a dog in the fight, like I don't have a care in the world as to who wins or loses here, I usually default to, has one of the teams never won a Stanley Cup. If they've never won a Stanley Cup, I'm defaulting to that team every single time because I want fan bases to be able to experience what it's like to win for the first time.
Well, and in the case of Florida, they've now been 2 years in a row. You know how hard it is to get back 2 years in a row? Like, if they lose this Stanley Cup final to Edmonton, there's no guarantee they're ever going to get back. And obviously that's the case with Edmonton too. But Edmonton has McDavid and Draisaitl. So you have to think the odds of those two guys getting to a final at some point again in their career is probably pretty high. You know, with Florida, first of all, the East, it's a gauntlet getting through New York and Boston and Tampa and Toronto. Well, not Toronto. But
is it though, Chapman?
Well, I'd like to think
the Tampa Bay Lightning. Hold on, no. Just like let's just talk about it. Tampa Bay Lightning aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, but they went
the Boston Bruins.
Well,
they 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah,
what have they done?
And the thing is,
last two seasons.
I don't know. Like,
lost Chapman. The Tampa Bay Lightning lost in the first round last year to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah. But like in the case of Florida,
Tampa Bay is not who they used to be.
They've got some UFAs. Bobrovsky's going to be a year older.
I'm not worried about Bob. I'm not worried about Bob.
I just don't know what the odds of them getting back a third straight time are. And you know,
they're not
Reinhart's
good,
a UFA. You may lose him.
They're not good. But they're not as bad as you're making it out to be.
In terms of their ability to get back.
Because No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I don't think the East is as good as you think it is. Frankly.
Well, maybe there's a reason. Maybe not.
I mean, I think there's a reason why the last two Stanley Cup champions came out of the West. I do. I don't think the East is as good as people think it is. Tampa Bay, not who they used to be. Toronto, come on. It's a joke.
At this point, it's a joke.
You've got Boston, who has to regress, you would imagine, because they regressed from two seasons ago and never really felt like that team that was going to be able to take it. Carolina, we have no idea what they're going to look like next year. The New York Rangers were a team all year long that lived because of their power play. And then when things get hard on the power play in the postseason, they shrivel up. Like, it's not as stacked as a lot of people think it is in the East. It just isn't.
Yeah, I mean, I just think about how hard it is to go to three straight. So, like, the window, to me, also factors in, like, what are the chances of this team getting back to a final again? And, you know, if they did,
that would be 6 years in a row for Florida.
Yeah, oh, hockey hotbed of the world right there, South Florida. But I think about the fans
up in Canada could learn something about that.
That's true. The fans in Florida who were there in that preseason game when they had 800 people. Remember all the jokes and how vicious the traditionalists were at a preseason game. Oh, you only have 800 people there. They don't deserve a team.
Yep.
Well, I hope that they win just to stick it to those people who were giving them a hard time about the fact that they only had as many people as you probably have walking through the lobby of the Bellagio right now at a preseason game.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's been a glow up unlike any other for the Florida Panthers, and they are just four wins away from a Stanley Cup. It would be their first in franchise history, and all that takes place on Saturday. Game one of the Stanley Cup final will come at you at just about 5 o'clock or so. So we'll take a break, come back, and set up hour number two of the VGK Insider Show. Joe Pavelski highlights and the Aquabats, two of my absolute favorite things. Well done there on the rejoin, Chris Chapman. Hour number two of the VGK Insider Show is right around the corner. We've got Shang Peng of San Jose Hockey Now. He's going to be joining us to chat a little bit about Joe Pavelski. Earlier today, Pavelski Locker Cleanout said that the plan right now is to not play next year, that Game 6 on Sunday was his last game in the National Hockey League. Nothing official yet, but it's trending in that direction. So we're going to talk about Joe Pavelski, his career, what his accomplishments mean. Maybe ask Shang if he believes Joe Pavelski is a Hall of Famer. We'll dig in a little bit to the San Jose Sharks
as
well.
Hit us up on the text line. Is Pavelski a Hall of Famer? But I want your opinion.
That's an interesting question. Is Joe Pavelski a Hall of Famer? 702-876-1340. We're back with hour number two next on the VGK Insider Show.